I'd like to call this Council and Committee meeting to order. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Your Worship, all members of Council are present except for Councillor Zanko, who is absent for personal reasons.
Thank you. There are no announcements and there is no addendum this evening. Disclosures of pecuniary interest. Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. I have a conflict with PDS-24-2017 as my company does business with the recipient of the award.
Thank you. Any others? Clerk, I have a pecuniary interest with respect to the same report, PDS-24-2017, since the recommended contractor is a client of the law firm that I am associated with. And I'm also going to declare a conflict with respect to PDS-25-2017, which deals with the prioritization of the secondary plans insofar as I live within Bridgeburg Urban Expansion Area. I'm not completely convinced that it's a pecuniary interest, but because I have the same interest as all taxpayers within that region, but I'm going to declare conflict in any event with respect to that because of the reordering of potential reordering of priorities. So there are no others. Councillor Lubbers.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. I'll have to declare a conflict on PDS-24-2017 as well. I don't know that I have a conflict with Stevensville Lawn Service, but the company I'm working with, Real Electric, we do business with associated businesses with that's associated with Stevensville Lawn Service, so I'll declare a conflict. Thank you.
Thank you. Any others? If not, there is a public notice of an upcoming public meeting, which relates to the zoning bylaw amendment for 3303 Dominion Road. That will be held Tuesday, April the 18th, 2017, in the Town Hall Council Chamber at 6 p.m. And the information report with respect to that meeting will be available Wednesday, April the 12th, 2017, on the town's website. There are no public meetings this evening. There is a consent agenda, and I would ask that PDS-24-2017 be removed from the consent agenda, and we don't need a motion for that. And we'll proceed with the, if I could have a motion for the other two reports that are... Reports, Councillor Butler moves the consent agenda step for PDS-24. Are there any questions or comments with respect to those two reports that are left in the consent agenda? There are none. I'll ask the question. All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor McDermott, can I hand you the chair to deal then with PDS-24-2017, please?
Yes, Your Worship. Move by my... We need a mover for PDS-24-2017, the award of contract for Optimus Soccer Park Field Improvements. Recommendation that Council awards a contract for improvements to Optimus Soccer Park to Stevensville Lawn Service in the amount of $168,262.65, including GST. Councillor Nutt, are there any comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor? I hand it back to you, Your Worship.
Thank you very much, Councillor McDermott. That takes us then to Planning and Development Services, and I'll hand the chair to Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. Planning and Development Services is now open. There are no presentations or delegations. That moves us to reports to PDS-25-2017. Can I have a mover? Councillor Passero, that report is on the floor. Are there any comments or questions? Councillor Passera.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that we had vigorous debate when this first came up a couple years ago now, and I'm supportive of the reordering given the barriers that planning staff are dealing with regarding the Bridgeburg Urban Expansion Area, but I'm wondering if we can somehow modify the wording of this motion, only because I do believe that given some of the commitments we've made to property owners in moving forward with Bridgeburg, I don't like the wording where it says that we are changing the priority. In my opinion, I still believe the Bridgeburg Urban Expansion Area to be the priority over Crystal Beach, But I recognize that given certain things in play, it's just not possible to advance the Bridgeburg item at this time. How can we include some wording through you to staff to ensure that if something were to align in the next day, week, months, that would allow us to continue on with Bridgeburg, that we would be able to pivot back and do that? Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Passero. Madam Clerk, would you take that or Ms. Dolch?
Through you, Madam Chair, to Councillor Passero, if this captures his intention, the suggestion is simply to remove the words of priority so that it would read Council approves the order respecting, et cetera.
I'm comfortable with that as long as, you know, it's my opinion that if something were to happen, that Bridgeburg would be able to move forward. I think that we should pivot back and fulfill our commitment there. But I fully support doing this given that there's no sense in waiting longer if we're not able to act on something. We may as well go towards something we can move on, but pivot back if necessary, if Ms. Dolch is comfortable with that, that would be a possibility.
Through you to the councillor. What we can do is, should Bridgeburg become ready to go and all the environmental work has been done, we can bring forward a report to council outlining some options on how we can proceed.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Dolch. Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'll fully support this this evening. I think there are some good developers in Crystal Beach that should be given this opportunity, and I think this respects the original intent of what we debated a couple years ago as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Passero. Just for clarification, Madam Clerk, is that now an amendment, or can we go ahead with that just with the word change?
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was my question as well. If this would be a friendly amendment, although Passero did move it, so a friendly amendment for himself?
Yes, I'm very friendly to myself, so we will.
That's a relief.
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's a friendly amendment. Then that report stands with the word changing. All those in, any other comments or questions before I call the question? Seeing none. All those in favor? Sorry. We're going to go back to Councillor McDermott.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say that I don't mind doing this either. I think Mr. Smith's presentation kind of proves the fact that they could use the help right now. I don't see it, though, as leveling the playing field like it was suggested the night he was here, because every one of these plans have a certain time frame, and the way it was picked through, that's the order that it goes in. And I just want to point out that there is also, I believe, Crescent Park and down the Garrison Road that don't have opportunities such as these, and one day might come down the line. So I'm pleased to support this tonight. Thank you, Your Worship.
That's okay. I like to be called Your Worship once in a while, too. Thank you, Councillor McDermott.
I just gave you the chair. I didn't give you the office.
That's right. Any other comments or questions? Seeing that there isn't, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Motion carried. None opposed. Are there any new business inquiries? No? Any questions on the business status report? Then I will return the chair to you, Your Worship.
Thank you very much, Councillor Butler. That takes us into Corporate and Community Services, Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. Corporate and Community Services is now open. 9-1 report CAO-02-LC-03-2017 Land Matters, March 22, 2017 Land Committee Meeting Minutes. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Butler. That report is on the floor for comments or questions. Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? That carries. I will pass the chair back to His Worship.
Thank you very much, Councillor Nutt. And although this has been a rather brief meeting, looking ahead when we were at the business status report for Planning and Development Services, I see that we've got some hefty reports coming 2 weeks from now, so that we probably aren't going to have the same brief meeting then. The same luxury, yes. In any event, That takes us to scheduling of meetings. Councillor Butler.
Thank you, Your Worship. We have a Ridgeway Business Improvement Association meeting at 5:30 at St. Luke's Church on Wednesday, this Wednesday. And followed by that is a Ridgeway Summer Festival meeting.
Following the RBI meeting? Okay. Councillor Lubberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Tomorrow evening we have a Crystal Beach BIA meeting at Crystal Beach Fire Hall. And Wednesday evening, 5:30, we have a Infrastructure Services Subcommittee meeting in Conference Room 3.
Any other meetings? Councillor Nutt.
Not really a meeting, Your Worship. Just a point I'd like to make and mention is that April 9th is Vimy Ridge Day. I know that falls between now and the next council meeting, so.
There's the anniversary.
Honor your veterans. Yes, that's correct. 100th anniversary.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that reminder. Is there any other meeting? Councillor Passero.
If I could, Your Worship, through you to staff, because I know that there are many groups and organizations currently making plans for Earth Day cleanups for the month of April as we move forward. What is our procedure this year for groups that would like to organize a cleanup and contact us to have that garbage removed?
Mr. Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As we do in all years, Councillor Passero, if a group would contact Town Hall and arrange, or let us know where and when the event is. We'll provide garbage bags, and following the cleanup, we'll send our forces around and do the pickup of the bags.
Someone in particular in Town Hall that groups should be asked to contact?
Just dial the 1600 number, and we'll make sure they know what's going on out front.
All right, so they'll be able to properly direct the call?
Yes.
That sounds like a plan in... Councillor Passero.
If I could further that, and I apologize, I should have raised this next point probably under Corporate and Community Services, but if a group wants to participate in a cleanup and it happens to be done in a municipal park, are there anything over and above just contacting us that needs to take place? Because we have quite a few groups. Sugar Bowl Park is always popular, Waverly Beach. I want to make sure that we encourage these groups doing these things. I know at some points there was reference to having these groups undertake their own liability and insurance requirements. I'm hoping that we don't make it onerous on them, providing that they are contributing to a community service. How do we ensure that we make this as easy as possible for these entities?
Mr. Cook, you're on top of that?
Sure. Through Your Worship, to the councillor. Yeah, when you contact us or the group contacts us, we'll set up a orientation. We'd like to provide them some direction on garbage that they're picking up, in particular items that they may find, like needles and so forth. So we do we give them a short orientation of things to do and not do.
And if I could, not to belabor the
sure,
point, but they wouldn't be requested to have their own type of insurance coverage or waiver forms or anything like that. We're just looking for a representative from the group to come in so that we can pass along that information, emergency contacts and staff contacts and things of that nature.
You are correct.
Okay. Thank you, Your Worship. I apologize for not doing that appropriately earlier.
That's helpful to know because it is coming up very soon. Any other meetings? Then that takes us to adjournment. I wonder if I could impose upon you, Councillor Nutt.
You may impose upon me. The council and committee meeting for the town of Fort Erie hereby adjourns at 6:14 p.m.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? That is carried. Thank you, folks.
We're arriving here at 6 o'clock until Whitey started to speak.